This is On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea, and today for Celeste Headlee. Neurological disorders, as a rule, are not funny. That doesn't mean that the people who suffer from them are not funny. Take, for example, the members of the comedy troupe Asperger's Are Us. Yes, they all actually do have Asperger's, and they're pretty funny. Have a listen.
Really great. Glad to be here at this comedy show tonight.
Yeah, it's great to support people with disabilities by just throwing your money at them.
Yeah, I mean, I never actually befriended them in real life, but it feels great.
No.
It feels great to support them, though.
Yeah, you know, I heard it's pretty funny, too.
At least it'll alleviate our prejudice and help their guilt complex.
Asperger's RS performs tonight in Atlanta. I'm joined by two members of the group now. With me is Jack Hankey. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
And also with you there is Ethan Finlan with us. Hi, Ethan.
Hi there.
So what's your origin myth? How did this group come together?
Well, our origin myth is that we were built from the dust that accumulated on a turtle that, that the Earth rested on, but that's definitely not true. It's just a myth.
The Earth rests on multiple turtles. So.
Oh, yeah. It's turtles all the way down.
Yeah. we met in... 11 years ago, 2005, at a camp that was set up for folks on the spectrum, particularly those with Asperger's syndrome. Noah, who's another member, he was our counselor at the time, and the four of us formed a bond that went deeper than the usual camper counselor, or as the correct terminology would be, inmate warden. We all sort of discovered that we had the same kind of sense of humor, and people found us pretty funny. So 5 years later, really, we decided to set up a comedy group.
Well, let me ask you this, guys. My sense is that people who are on the autism spectrum, humor is like one of the things that they tend to have particular trouble with. It rests so much on perception of often very subtle social stuff that folks on the spectrum almost by definition have trouble with. Is that am I just wrong in my sense of that, or is that just an issue that you guys deal with in doing your work?
Well, that's largely a misconception, although there is truth to it. And I want to give a sort of cautionary note and say there are certainly people on the spectrum, people with Asperger's, who don't find what we do funny. Conversely, though, there are people who are not, who think it's some of the funniest stuff they've ever seen. Speaking directly to your question, a lot of times, for instance, Aspies, as is a, it's a not a pejorative term, generally.
That actually sounds like an award of some kind.
Yeah, it does. Good point. Good point.
Yeah, people who get Asperger's diagnosed are awarded the Aspie Award, where we get to call each other that.
Yep. So sometimes people with Asperger's will have trouble picking up on jokes, in some cases sarcasm. That wasn't really an issue for me ever, but our sense of humor is a bit different than, I suppose you would say, the average person. A lot of literal humor, a lot of wordplay. We tend to find that a lot more humorous than, say, observational stuff. At least in our case, we'll have more of a taste for the absurd stuff. So if something goofy happens on a sitcom where the intent is like, oh, well, it's making fun of this guy, which we think is pretty mean, actually.
Yeah, kind of stupid and easy,
and
too.
And stupid and easy. But if something sort of absurd happens as a result, like, we find humor in the absurdity of it. And again, that doesn't speak for everyone on the spectrum, but to say that Aspie's struggle with humor is largely a misconception, although it's based on truth, but it's exaggerated largely.
I'd also add that, I don't call it a disorder personally. It has a lot of material advantages. For example, we're more literal, which means that we can see patterns. I think we see patterns more easily. So wordplay comes naturally to us. Puns are much quicker for us than they are for other people. So there's a lot of things here that we can do we probably wouldn't be able to do if we weren't Aspies.
We're talking to two members of the comedy troupe Asperger's R Us. They are performing tonight in Atlanta. And let's listen to another clip from your show. Here is the troupe member that you were talking about before, Noah Britton, playing the part of an actor, being interviewed by two casting directors that are played by you, Jack, and you, Ethan. The first voice that we hear is going to be Ethan's. Let's listen.
I see here that you were in Home Alone.
I played Kevin's special tutor.
Oh, and it says you were in Citizen Kane?
I was the newspaper.
And you were in Jurassic Park?
I was all of the dinosaurs.
Talk to us about where that sketch comes from.
Oh, wow. That's a really old one.
Wow.
We haven't done that one in like 5 years. So that is a character that Noah came up with, whose his motif is acting sort of creepy and talking very slowly like this.
Yeah. Well, it's heavily in body language, too.
Yeah, that one, it's kind of hard to get listening to. But that was one from our earlier career, and you can certainly see the absurdity there. Absurdity, as I mentioned, big part of what we do as a group, certainly, where he's saying, I'm all the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd in the sense that, the character, basically, you can't tell that from the snippet, but he's somebody who is, everything he says is, you know, he's not actually creepy, or he's not actually doing anything wrong or anything that's actually
unseemly.
Dangerous, but I mean, he comes across in his body language and his voice as very creepy, so that's sort of a unexpected disconnect. I mean, comedy is the art of the unexpected, so that's the premise of the joke. Oh, they don't think it's very well executed there. We've learned from that.
do you guys ever, I mean, you're the name of your troupe, Asperger's R Us, is a joke about Asperger's, but does the content of your show ever tread into jokes about Asperger's?
No, that's not actually a joke about Asperger's.
Oh, really?
Again, we can see why someone would think that. We've often said that, you know, if we were to go back, we would have picked a different name because people kind of assumed, like, you know, because of the poor grammar, it's some sort of riff on Asperger's, but we really did it just to identify who we are. Like, yeah, we're all people with Asperger's. As to your other question, we don't make jokes about Asperger's, certainly not in the sense where it's like, oh, well, I do this thing differently, or I struggle with executive functioning, and that's funny. We think that's obnoxious and stupid. What we do incorporate is stuff that's satirical towards that mentality. So, for instance, that first clip you played.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the butt of that joke is people like me who might not understand Asperger's and get uncomfortable around dealing with it.
Well, not so much that as people who hear about our show and they're like, oh, wow, that's such a brave thing to do. I'm going to out of pity, you know.
Yeah, yeah, very patronizing. And
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're not interested in pity. We're interested in money.
Yeah. You know, and you know, if someone with that mindset comes and they're like, wow, you know, that's pretty funny, or even if they don't think we're funny and they're like, oh, that's kind of cool. They I'm happy to see them change their mind, but I mean, we're not in this to raise awareness. We're in this because we're all funny and the name comes from us all happening to have Asperger's, and we do believe that it has an influence on our style of humor.
Jack Hanke and Ethan Finlan are members of the comedy troupe Asperger's R Us. The four-member group performs tonight at 8 at Dad's Garage Theater Company in Atlanta, and a documentary about them is coming soon to Netflix. Jack and Ethan, thanks to both of you, and good luck on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much.